I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We've got a new take now on an old cuisine. Mexican chef Monica Martinez hopes that meals made of crickets, grasshoppers, and caramelized mealworms consumed by her ancestors will catch on here in America. She's planning to roll out California's, and perhaps the country's, first insect-based food cart. But before taking her cart to the streets of San Francisco, she's testing her bug-heavy treats at street food festivals and other foodie events. Correspondent Monica Campbell went to a preview dinner.
It's a few hours before a large dinner at a dining hall in San Francisco. Chefs are chopping zucchini and beating eggs. And at her station, Monica Martinez opens a FedEx box, overnighted and stuffed with 1,000 of her favorite ingredient, crickets.
It's really tricky because as soon as you open the box, they start jumping all over.
They're alive.
They are alive. And then most of the time when I cook with crickets, I end having crickets in my apartment all over. Ah, they're fast. Ah, they're already there. Okay, they're jumping.
It's these bugs that Martinez, a 36-year-old artist and chef from Mexico City, hopes will convince people to consider insects a viable food source instead of something gross. Tonight's dinner will also test Martinez's new experiment she'll debut in San Francisco called Don Buguito.
Don Buguito is going to be a street food cart project based on edible insects and based on pre-Hispanic Mexican cuisine.
The cart will feature familiar Mexican ingredients, soft blue corn tortillas and cheeses, along with protein-rich insects also found in pre-Hispanic fare. The plump larvae of the wax moth will fill tacos, along with peppers and a mint cilantro salsa. There'll also be toasted crickets, and for dessert, caramelized mealworms atop Mexican vanilla ice cream.
When people ask me, why would I eat insects? I said, well, in pre-Hispanic times in Mexico, before we have cows, the native people used to have in the diet very strong insects, edible insects. And that was because all those proteins, all those vitamins, you know, the good things that we get from cow products, from milk, we used to get them from edible insects.
San Francisco's foodie culture and its large Asian and Latino communities, whose cuisines can already include edible insects, makes the city a natural testing ground. Martinez also gets around Food and Drug Administration restrictions on importing insects by working with certified California insect farmers like Brenda Young in San Diego.
I am surprised that people are actually, you know, buying them for consumption. I would say in the last year, I probably get 2 or 3 calls a week with people wanting either some information or, you know, ordering waxworms for that purpose. But I kind of got into the business for selling to reptiles and, you know, birds, things like that.
The increasing attention has policy studies on eating insects circulating at the UN Food and Agriculture Organization. But the trend still has obvious limits. There's the fear factor stigma. And pound for pound, insects remain pricey, especially if they're used at a higher volume and not just as a delicacy. But if eating insects does take off, it'll be renegades like Martinez who'll serve them with flavor. Martinez's husband, Phil Ross, also an artist and chef, pan-fries wax moth larvae. They're chubby in amber from a diet of bran and honey.
Like in the state of Oaxaca in Mexico, it's a very typical, very common thing. And you can actually watch people in the central market cooking them directly in this almost this exact same manner.
Meantime, crickets are toasting in an oven. An iPhone timer goes off. Crickets, get it? They are stirred and evenly browned. At dinner, artist Joseph Del Pesco can't wait for the food and for Martinez to start her lunch cart business.
Because I was dying to, like, walk down the street and have a bug for lunch, which sounds absolutely preposterous. So it's like it becomes part of your landscape of, like, you know, your work lunches.
But next to Del Pesco was graduate student Crystal Carney. Her friends didn't come.
Everyone I told was like, I would never do that. And I was actually shocked with my friends for not being open-minded enough to attend something like this because I thought it was fun.
Alonso Galindo of the Mexican Consulate in San Francisco hopes attitudes change, though he admits bugs aren't a part of his regular diet.
I mean, thousands of years ago, they eat insects. And I don't know why we couldn't eat it right now. It's just like a culture barrier. And I think if we get through it, we can explore new aspects of the food.
Martinez was still pleased.
The world is not going to change, and maybe edible insects are not going to start supplementing meat. It's about like maybe introducing a new alternative of food.
But there's a downside to life as an insect chef.
Sometimes it's a little traumatic because I have dreams that they are in my bed with me, and they're like, oh, that's a price that you have to pay for.
For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, San Francisco.
We know what you're thinking. You want to try Martinez's caramelized mealworms bad. Well, you're going to have to head to San Francisco. But in the meantime, check out our slideshow at theworld.org.